Maybe you saw it, a loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt. Because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
What it do, what's poppin'? It's yours truly, the icon, the legendary guru, in the building with my man.
Solar, 5,000 degrees and cooking, reppin' 7 grand, New York, and everything that's hot, dogs.
Doing it big right here on 101.5 UMFM, right here, Winnipeg, stand up.
Say, what Friday, everyone. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. We were just listening to Pocketful of Crumbs, and that song was Right Illusion off of their album In My Hands, I Hold a Lucky Cricket. They're a super cool band. I kind of more recently found them. They're from San Francisco. That album is from 2024, so long time, and they haven't released anything ever since. But yeah, super, super cool band, really diverse, half women, half men, which is awesome, and I feel like you don't really see slash hear a lot of that. Especially in the genre that I will be doing today, which is, in fact, I don't even know how to explain it, to be honest, but backstory, I went to the fencing, the estate, and I forgot the other band's name. They're, like, really, really new at the Handsome Daughter on last Saturday, and it was such a good show. It was awesome. I really, really enjoyed it. Turia, shout out to them, because that was their first show ever, and it was really, really good. And it was funny because me and my boyfriend went, and it was actually it was great. It was a lot of fun. We took a little intermission and went and got a shorty slice, and sat on the playground beside shorties and ate our pizza. And then we went back, and it was a great show. It was a great time. But yeah, and it was Turia's first show. They were awesome. Unexpected. I didn't know what to expect, and I think that that's, like, the best thing about going into those shows is, like, not really knowing what to expect, and then kind of being like, damn, that was great. That exceeded my expectations, and that was definitely the case. The estates were also pretty good. They're from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. I really don't even know the difference if I'm keeping it a stack. But anyway, yeah, today's episode is, I guess, based on the fact that I went and I saw, Fencing, which I didn't get to see Fencing when they did their album release show, back in December, because that was actually the same day as the Commerce Social, the big one at RBC, so that was my first time, or my second time actually seeing Fencing. The first time I had seen them was actually when they were opening for J-Wood, which is, like, kind of funny to think about now, because I'm like, whoa, like, that was a lot of, like, different vibes going on, but they were so awesome from then, and then they definitely gained a fan out of me after that. But that was an awesome show. It was at the WEG. And yeah, I saw Fencing on Saturday, finally, after, like, literally that show at the WEG was maybe even 2024, I believe. So, like, 2 years. And yeah, it was so, so good. Like, I literally was like, ooh, and we came out of it like, ooh, and it was so awesome. And, like, shout out to Fencing. Like, Wikipedia is so good. And yeah, so today's episode is basically like kind of inspired me to like put together some fencing-esque songs. Because they got me in that mood. Like, after seeing, especially, like, seeing a live show always gets me, like, oh, my God, and now I'm obsessed. And especially with fencing, they were incredibly good. And, yeah, super, super awesome. But, yeah, shout out fencing. Shout out Turia. I'm actually excited to see kind of what else they bring to the table. But anyway, speaking of fencing and speaking of fencing Wikipedia, here is Rust off of Fencing Wikipedia, which dropped in September of last year, 2025, on UMFM 101.5.
Thank you. I'll try again a little later. We're working the poor Weber to death over here. But I guess with Stephanie gone, it might be the best thing anyway. But I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
So that was just February? Because it's like not spelled like February. But yeah, really goated though. I guess it's like very, again, very like very, very funky, and it's also female fronted. And I love, like, one thing I really like about, I guess, just Noisy in general is just the fact that, like, I really, really love when there's, like, women vocals. And, yeah, February is, like, literally peak and pinnacle of that. But, yeah, that was Brand New Shoes off of their album February that dropped in 2024. And they actually released an EP last year as well. But, yeah, they're really goated. And they're actually playing Coachella as well, which is really awesome. And I think that that's like, I don't know, it's very interesting as well. Or they did play Coachella. I'm not sure, to be honest. I don't even really remember like the Coachella lineup. I'm pretty sure they're playing this year. But yeah, super, super goated though. And yeah, and I just love when there's women vocals. So it's pretty awesome. And yeah, they're pretty awesome, pretty goated. Screamo, kind of a little bit of what got me into Screamo as well. And then we were also listening to September is the Only Time I Don't Think of You. They are from California, along with, I'm forgetting who else is from California. But shout out to California, though, because they have, like, a super, super awesome realm of whatchamacallit. They have a super awesome realm of screamo and, like, I guess kind of noisy, like, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm low-key at a loss of words. But yeah, and it's cool because, like, you see kind of crossovers because I played Pocket Full of Crumbs earlier, and then I'm going to be playing Secco later, and it's cool because Secco and Pocket Full of Crumbs actually play together because they're both from California, Cali-based AF. But yeah, they're super cool. And yeah, they're pretty awesome. February is from Las Vegas, so kind of around that. But yeah, shout out to the West Coast, East Coast, West Coast. Shout out to West Coast emo though. We love you guys. And then I also played Smothered, Hard AF, which is also a banger that I just kind of recently discovered. They're a little bit of a smaller band, also from California. Oh, and this is the word that I was looking for, heavy gaze. So, like, not really shoegaze, but, like, noisier and heavier. And I guess it's, like, a whole thing, and it's called heavy gaze, which is kind of funky, kind of crazy, but hey. But hey, sometimes we need the names. And yeah, that was from EP Sticking Together that they released 2023. Really awesome stuff, though. Very underrated. Shout out to Smother. And then, yeah, also Fencing, which, funny enough, shout out to Fencing as well, because they actually have a cool project called Urban Vacation, which you can find on Bandcamp, and that's kind of what started Fencing, and it was actually for their high school project. Really cool lore. And so that was like kind of early predated Fencing, and a lot of the stuff from the album is also like pretty old. Like I think it's Road Test is like 7 years old, which is crazy, because they literally just released it last year. But yeah, shout out to that. I was just reminded of that. Shout out Asher for saying that. But yeah, anyways. I got a couple more songs left. Way more than a couple, actually. But anyways, let's continue on. Yeah, okay, up next is, like, I literally zoned out. I was like, oh. Okay, up next is Scarlet Fever. Shout out to Scarlet Fever. They're kind of like a noisy, again, female-fronted band from Vancouver. I've played them before, and they're super awesome. I know one of the girls from there as well. She's really awesome. Shout out to Grace. And she is credited as the composer, the lyricist, the producer, the voice, and the guitarist. So shout out to her. She's really goated. And this is from their recent album that they dropped last year, called Girl with Shank, and it's super, super awesome. I already liked what they released as singles, kind of before that. And then, yeah, they finally dropped Girl with Shank, and it's awesome. And it's also a woman-dominated band, which we all need very, very dearly. But anyways, here is SMS on UMFM 101.5.
Recording on me, recording on three. In our pockets, but that song.
Black and white.
So that was Jesseco, whom I was just talking about when it comes to the, what am I trying to say? The California scene of noisy rock, what was I saying? Heavy gaze, I think. Kind of like 90s revival, like American-esque Cali shit. That's all the adjectives that I would describe them as. But yeah, we were just listening to Jesseco, Say Hi to the Sun, which is their newest single right now. They dropped it in January. Super banger. And I'm really excited to see what more they kind of have to offer. Because they don't really have much. They just have singles on Spotify. But I'm hoping for an album very, very soon. And so it looks like. But yeah, shout out to them. I actually just realized, too, that they are playing. So I'm going to a festival called Slide Away in May, so next month. And they are playing so there's three locations. There's Chicago, there's Los Angeles, and then there's New York. And they are actually playing at the Los Angeles shows, which is pretty awesome. Obviously, I will not be at the LA show. I will be in the Chicago one, but pretty hyped nevertheless. But yeah, I just realized that, and I was like, whoa, this is so certified and so cool and so awesome. But yeah, that was a pretty good one. And then we also listened to Gash. I believe they're from Wisconsin. Also pretty underrated. And yeah, they actually, like, when you scroll down, you can see fans also, like, in the first one is actually fencing. So shout out to Gash, because I guess it's in the same realm as fencing for real. But yeah, that's from their album called Halloween from 2024. Super goated stuff. And then they released actually another album in 2024. It's giving Barataglia, but anyway. and then they also dropped one in 2021. So shout out to Gash. Again, very underrated. They're playing like a pretty cool festival in Wisconsin. I'm not sure. It's called Eau Claire or something. And I saw Bob Dylan is playing, Daniel Caesar. I don't remember who else. I think, shoot, like Dijon, I'm pretty sure I saw on there too, which was pretty awesome. But yeah, and also Lil Yachty, which I was like, bro, what? This is like a lot. This is a lot, but hey, I am mad at it. I'd go if I was living in Wisconsin and I didn't really have much else to do. But anyways, that was Gash. Nothing to say off of their album Halloween. And then I also played Widow Dusk. And they're actually relatively popular. And I played Take a Trip off of their album self-titled. And yeah, they're from somewhere in the States. I low-key forgot. But anyways, I got three more songs left. I'm like trying to think about what to say. Finals, last day of class was yesterday, and now we're almost free, guys. My last finals on the 23rd, unfortunately, so actually I'm not anywhere close to being free. But honestly, I could almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, like, for real. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. Also, $5 to anyone who can name that song that I'm, like, quoting right now. $5. $5. Going once. Going twice. Anyway, but yeah, I'm, like, so excited for the summer nevertheless, because there's so much that I have to look forward to this summer, actually. So yeah, I'm really excited, but I'm just trying to push forward until the last day of classes, or until my last exam, I guess. And then I'm going to Toronto to visit my friend, which I'm very excited about, because I haven't seen her since graduation of high school, and we're going into our third year, which is kind of crazy, that concept. But anyways, hey, nevertheless, I'm not making it our third year not seeing each other. But anyways, yeah, finals. Good luck, everyone, to everyone who is indeed and in fact a student and doing all this, because hey, I relate and I'm here with you and I be doing this shit too. But yeah, anyways, three more songs left. I hope everyone has a fabulous Friday. And yeah, oh, one thing I'm excited about, though, shout out to our friend Oscar, whom I love very much, and actually shout out to Charlotte, one of my friends who's a part of that. But yeah, they're actually releasing their first ever single called Jeffy G on April 17th, and I'll definitely be playing that next week. I'm very excited because I feel like whenever I see Charlotte, I'm like, so, like, when is our friend Oscar dropping? And she's just like, soon. But like, you know, like when you're asking your friend who's a part of a band, like, when are you dropping? And they say soon, and that's like never, and they'd be saying soon for like years. Hey, actually soon as next week, finally. But yeah, shout out to Charlotte, shout out to our friend Oscar, because they are definitely one of my favorite bands from the city, and yeah, no, I'm very excited for some new Our Friend Oscar, especially on all the streaming services. But yeah, anyways, shout out to that, looking forward to it, and it shall be played next week. But anyways, apart from that, yeah, three more songs left. Happy Friday, everyone. It's a little gloomy, but honestly, it's nicer outside, and that's what we've all been waiting for, hasn't it? But anyway, let me shut up. I have three more songs left. Last one is Scarlet Fever again, because their album is so very good. And, you know, I'm milking that CanCon. And then I also have Voyeur, who I saw open for Bar Italia in November. And they're super, super awesome. Great noisy rock from New York. And then also Creekbed, who I couldn't really find much about Creekbed. But nevertheless, a really, really cool and awesome, I think it's an EP that I found that was, like, really, really recently dropped, like, at the end of, December. But yeah, shout out to Creekbed, because they're really awesome and really cool, and yeah, their EP is pretty, pretty awesome, their debut, and here it is. It's actually not even a song. It's not even a song name. It's just like the like two like increase decrease signs, and it's like a face. But anyways, here it is on UMFM 101.5. Happy Friday again. Thanks to everyone who is listening. And yeah, stay tuned for You Are Here by Sabir after me, because it's pretty goated. Okay, that's all I gotta say for today. Good luck on exams also. But anyways, here is Creekbed on UMFM 101.5.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchen, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Hi, this is Naomi Sheldon in the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, Winnipeg.